The world is going to wax worse and worse. I mean, we look at the days of Lot and we look at the days of Noah, because that's what the Bible says it's going to be like. Was it a real peaceful time? No, the Bible says that in the last days, perilous times shall come. So it's going to be more dangerous, more evil, more bad things happening. So you know what we need to do? We need to overcome the spirit of fear with what? With power and love. With love. And you say, well, why would you want to go through all that? I just want to go move into the woods. I just want to go hide. Because when you read this list, it makes you want to go hide. Look at Matthew 24, look at verse 4. And Jesus answered and said to them, take heed that no man deceive you, for many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. And ye shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that ye be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass. But the end is not yet. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. And there shall be famines and pestilences and earthquakes in divers places. All these are the beginning of sorrows. Then shall they deliver you up to be afflicted, and shall kill you. And ye shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. And then shall many be offended, and shall betray one another, and shall hate one another. Now, when you read this, and I read this, you know what my natural thought is? Well, you know what? I'm just going to go buy a house out in the woods. I'm going to go buy a house out in the middle of nowhere. And just, me and my family, we'll just be safe from all that. You know, all the war, and all the pestilence, and all these things. Wouldn't that be nice? Well, there's going to be famines. I might as well just go ahead and start my own farm now. Right? I mean, Bill Gates just bought all the other farmland, so I'll just be the only guy, other guy that has farmland. I'll get my own cows. And you know, for vegetables, I'll have a garden. And I'll start storing up grain. And I'll start getting bullets. And I'll build a moat around my house, and I'll put crocodiles in there. You know, people aren't expecting crocodiles, you know. And I'll booby trap everything. And I'll get satellites. And I'll get cameras. And I'll be bunkered down. And I'll be safe. Why would I want to leave that, though? Why would someone say, you know what? Why would we not do that? Right? Love. Love? Love for who? Well, not love of myself, but love for the lost that are out in the world that are not in that bunker with me, and me going out and preaching the gospel and saying, why would you go through famine? Love for people. Why would you go through pestilence? Love for people. Why would you go through wars? Love for people. Why would you go through all the distress? Why would you be afflicted and killed and go to prison? And why would you have the threat of death? And why would you have your name thrown in the mud? And why would you have people constantly attacking you and shutting down your bank accounts and stealing stuff from you and hating on you and your family not liking you? You know why? Love. Love today. And you know what? God didn't give me the spirit of fear. He gave me a spirit of love today. He gave me the love of the lost to go out and to preach the gospel. And you say, oh, let Kenneth Copeland do that. He doesn't love anyone. Let Billy Graham do it. He doesn't love anyone. Let the Mormons do it. They don't love anyone. Only the saved have the love of God. And you know what? God didn't give us that love to just hide it, to not use it, to not go out and to preach the gospel, to go on the highways and the hedges and to preach. No, he wants us to have this love to overcome the spirit of fear today. Don't be afraid of those things. And look, whatever horrible stuff we've gone through, it is nothing in comparison to what this is talking about. Nothing, 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 absolutely nothing. If you can't go through the last few years, buckle up. Okay, well, I'm going to go hide. Well, you just don't love.